Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs podcast. I'm Allie Carr.
And I'm Jenna Selmer. We run Basecamp, a community for the outdoor industry, and we want to help you find your dream job.
We've got six new jobs lined up for you this week. We actually came across about 30 pretty awesome opportunities. It was hard to pick what to feature here, but you can see the rest of them if you sign up for our brand spanking new Basecamp weekly newsletter. You'll find the subscription link in our show notes. And of course, join the Basecamp Facebook group if you're not in there already, so you can get the full picture if you're currently on the job hunt.
After our jobs today, we've got some more tips for you, especially if you're looking for employment right now. We're talking to Olivia Dice from Women in Outdoor Work. And what she does is help burnt out 9-to-5ers create the outdoor careers that they love. So she has some actionable tips for us for navigating the job market right now during COVID.
And into the future, which is pretty
cool. And into the future, of course.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into the job. So we have six jobs today. Normally we go through five. We have six, and they are all across the country and at some great brands.
Yeah. So the first one is with the Yellowstone Club in Bozeman, Montana. You're going to be a recruitment manager there. So little background on the Yellowstone Club. It's a private ski resort and golf resort. So it's just west of Big Sky, Montana. It's really a ski resort for people that own property. You have to be a member to own property to be a member. And this position will be really doing all of the international recruitment, agent relationships, you know, processing the applications. So it's kind of one of those jobs where you are bringing people into this cool club. There's probably going to be some skiing involved for you and maybe meeting some cool people. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little schmoozy, but you know, you get the outdoor side of it too. And probably, you know, some good private access to some runs that most people don't get to experience. So Seems like a pretty fun thing to do.
And they did post a salary for this one, $65,000 to $72,000 a year. They're looking for someone mid-level career, about 5 years of experience.
Fantastic. The next job there's actually two positions. So these are fellowships at Outside Magazine. Outside Magazine has rolling editorial fellowships usually throughout the year. They've actually shut down that editorial fellowship for this year because of coronavirus, but they do have two. So the first one is a video production fellowship and the other one is audience development. These are hiring in July and August respectively, and they pay $15 an hour. This is a fantastic way to get your foot into the outdoor industry, to work with some very creative, passionate people, and to live in a pretty cool place. Santa Fe, New Mexico is very unique. It often feels like you are out of the country, which is pretty fun. And there's amazing outdoor access there. I actually got my career started by an internship at Outside Magazine. So highly recommend this. And yeah, definitely a great gig if you can get it.
Yeah. And $15 an hour. But again, Allie, like I think that the opportunity here would be far and above, you know, that hourly rate. So,
yeah. And you get to wear a lot of hats as an intern or a fellow here. The staff is small, so there are many, many things you get to do, not just get office coffee or, walk the office dog or, you know.
Oh, good. Thing.
Yes.
Office dog walking would be fun sometimes, though. all right. Jetboil, they make really cool little camping stoves. They started out as a cottage brand. They are hiring for a associate product manager. So somebody that will be developing and implementing product plans and getting them to market and things of that nature. So you're kind of in the ground level of creating something for the outdoor community, which is cool. And this job is located in Wisconsin, actually. We haven't had a job from Wisconsin on the pod yet. Someone mid-level, 3 years-ish. They have really great benefits at this company. That's what we keep hearing. And a really cool company outing every year.
It's such a cool company. They really revolutionized the camping stove. So, you know, you get to see probably a very innovative process going on behind the curtain. The next job we have is with Noon Hydration. If you're not familiar with them, they make hydration tablets for endurance athletes. So they are hiring a director of digital and e-commerce at their Seattle, Washington headquarters. This is a senior position, so they're looking for someone with 6 or more years of experience, and it's a new position. So you'll get to, you know, develop and implement some really robust and disruptive strategies across the digital landscape and work on the business's e-commerce strategy. And Noon has been named one of Outside Magazine's best places to work for 3 years in a row.
Which is crazy. That's a crazy honor.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, once you land at one of these best places to work, it feels like that's probably not a place you're going to leave very fast. You know, they have annual retreats. They're, you know, you get a stipend for taking alternative transportation, group runs and fitness activities among the staff, and a very generous maternity leave policy. Yay! I'm a big proponent of that. And student loan repayment plan. I mean, literally, these are benefits I haven't even heard of. So go Noon. I'm excited for them.
Yeah, me too. And I love putting their little tablets into hot water. I just have to say that. It's such a refreshing drink and way to get electrolytes. So just throw that little tip out there.
All right.
Prana's hiring as well. Sure, you've all heard of them. They need a principal designer for men's lifestyle apparel down in Carlsbad, California. So a more senior position, 7 or more years, and you're basically creating some active inspired apparel. So Prana, we're hearing, you know, great culture. The people that I know that work there say, like, if you are not deeply passionate about recycling, saving the environment, fair trade, yoga, you might not fit in there, but I have a feeling that our audience is, that's, those things are going to appeal to them. So would be a good fit.
Yeah. And the great thing about working at Prana is that they're actually owned by Columbia. So you're sort of in-house in a larger network. So, you know, you could potentially make a move to, say, Columbia at some point, or you just have a little bit bigger network once you're in that parent company. So
that's a great point. Yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit of safety net there, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. The next job, also in Wisconsin, go Wisconsin. We've got a couple of jobs there, this pod. This is with Trek Bicycle. It's in Waterloo, Wisconsin, and it's an industrial designer of helmets. So this is kind of an entry to mid-level position, which surprised me. They're looking for 2 years of experience. So probably a fantastic way to get some hands-on experience designing bike helmets. You will be responsible for the conceptual design and creation of a lot of versatile outdoor active-inspired apparel, helmets, and it seems like a fantastic position. Obviously, cycling is a huge part of their culture, but no, you don't have to wear spandex to work here.
Yeah, they did an interview with Mashable that you guys can look up, but the hiring manager gave some really clear tips about how to get in there. And he basically said, bring your good energy. Somebody that can articulate their passions is who they want to keep talking to, and just be really clear about why you want to work there and why your values align. There probably is something about you loving bicycling in there, but whatever it is, just make sure you articulate it.
Yeah. That sounds like a good plan, and what a great opportunity to hear some tips from the onboarding manager there.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I was pretty stoked to come across that.
We'll link to that article in our show notes as well.
For sure.
All right. So that's 6 fantastic opportunities. So let's head over to meet with Olivia and hear some tips about managing your time and looking for work in this crazy world we live in right now. Olivia, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, we're psyched to have you. So first, I would love to hear a bit about your background, how you got into the outdoor industry, and what you're doing now.
I have an environmental science degree, so that kind of spurred everything right off the bat. And I've been working in conservation leadership and advocacy for several years now. And I also run a platform called Women in Outdoor Work, which is a outdoor industry career platform specifically for women, but I help do consulting for everybody, honestly. And I kind of just started that because I realized as a woman in the space, especially boots on the ground, working outdoors every day, I didn't have a lot of female mentors to look up to. So I wanted to create a platform where women in this space kind of have that. And through my own career journey and being on hiring teams as I've kind of moved through and moved up in the process, moved up in my career, I wanted to be able to give that mentorship to other people and teach what I've kind of learned about it too, make it a little bit easier, hopefully.
Olivia, we're all aware that the market and the landscape has changed in the last 2 months abruptly. So can you give us a little insight into what we're up against right now in terms of job seeking?
I think that the candidate pool has definitely gotten bigger with unemployment numbers skyrocketing, and the job pool on the other side of things has shrunk a lot. There are a lot less positions available, but there are still positions available and people are still landing jobs. So my best piece of advice is to keep putting yourself out there. This unemployment isn't going to last forever. And I think that the outdoor space is also really resilient. And this is such an awesome industry. People are going to be getting outside again, being able to travel and looking for that next best thing, whether it's a piece of gear or a new place to explore. I'm positive about it, I guess.
What are you seeing in terms of the companies that are hiring right now? Say you're a candidate from out of state who's highly qualified, the company's very interested in you and wants to hire you. Moving right now is obviously not totally viable. So are companies hiring remote with the expectation that you'll move when things sort of open up? Or what are you seeing in terms of that?
Yeah, that's exactly what you said. That's what I'm seeing a lot with a lot of the people that are landing jobs at the moment. It's definitely a very different onboarding process, of course, having to be onboarded completely remote over Zoom or different messaging platforms. So that's a lot different. Or people are kind of just delaying the process, especially for seasonal positions. People that were supposed to be starting in May are now getting pushed to June or July. And in those cases, a lot of the tips that I'm giving is to keep applying for other jobs, because if you're getting pushed all the way to July, you might be getting pushed even further than that. And there are still alternative positions that you might be able to step into sooner than later, or that would onboard you in a remote facet.
Obviously, with the higher competition, when someone's applying for a job, their packet needs to be really nailed down and thoughtful. So do you have some tactical advice for people on putting their best foot forward?
I always like to start with clarity first, right? So knowing exactly what you're looking for and what you're applying for, because when you cast a wide net, you're going to get a bunch of different things that you're not actually interested in. So make sure that the scope of what you're looking for is narrow and that you're tailoring your application specifically to one position. So that's, of course, always one of the best practices. But right now, it's more important than ever to be using those keywords and transferable skills to highlight why you're a great fit for the company. And now's also a really important time to be following up after you send in an application or a portfolio, to be following up with either the hiring manager, if you can find them, sending over an email, or reaching out to your network if you've already built a really strong network. I have been saying, you know, now is not the time to be relying on a network if you've never supported them before, or if you're kind of just scrambling for sticks, picking up sticks right now. But if you are a little bit more developed and you have a professional network at the moment, it's a great time to be reaching out and seeing, you know, maybe somebody needs part-time work and that's not what you're looking for in the long term, but that might turn into something full-time, and it's something to at least get you started and keep those skills up.
This question keeps coming up about the hiring manager and reaching out and following up. And some people say we just can't find the contact for these people. So any tips in that regard?
Yeah. So if you can't find the hiring manager, my best practice is to go ahead and reach out to either, you know, some people have an info email or a general email, or, you know, any other time I would say call the general phone number, but that might not be answered right now. So if you can reach out through email, that's great. With a few really interesting questions that you are truly curious about the position or about the company, these are things that can be answered in just a few minutes, you know, not a full, usually a hiring manager can't commit to a full 1 hour conversation, but if you can have a conversation with them for 10 minutes, that's great. And get your name out there, ask them some questions. So go ahead and maybe email just the info email, or, you know, if you can find somebody else within the company, maybe they will be able to connect you. Just state that you have some questions and that you'd love to get in touch with somebody, and hopefully that will lead you in the right direction. Of course, sometimes people don't have the ability to answer phone calls or correspond through email, but I think that following up and taking that initiative is really important regardless of the outcome.
And we see this a lot actually in the Basecamp group, where we'll have people within the community reach out and ask for a contact. And one of the bits that we think will yield higher success rates is post a little bit about yourself. Why are you a fantastic candidate? Make people rally for you, because if you're just saying, hey, send me a contact you have, the person giving the contact wants to know that it's going to be used well and that what they're putting forward is they can get behind. So you know, if you are reaching out or trying to network through LinkedIn or something like that, give some nuggets about yourself so that people know, you know, what they're being generous
advocating
about.
For. Yeah.
Yeah, what they're
advocating
for.
Absolutely. I love that tip, Allie. I'm so glad you said that. That's so great.
Yeah. And then I had another question. You said, you mentioned about casting a wide net in your job search. So right now, what are your tips around actually looking for jobs? What are some, you know, online resources you would recommend? How do you suggest people go about casting that wide net?
Job searching through networking is super important. Job searching through online platforms, if you're going about it that way, one of the best things to do is to go ahead and sign up for email subscription services for some of your favorite job boards. And that way, it kind of actually takes the search out of job searching, because you're getting email notifications straight to your inbox. It's much more efficient, takes a lot less time. And if you can, on a lot of platforms too, you can narrow down exactly what you're searching for. So for example, you know, conservation is a really, really broad scope. But if I'm looking for a position in ecology or leadership or invasive species removal, something a little bit more specific is going to give you more pointed results and actually give you what you're looking for, and not just give you every result in the conservation sphere.
And actually, our newsletter will be debuting very, very soon, which we're going to put a link to our show notes. So I'm glad that you said that, because you're right. You can go to a bunch of different places, but if you're having all of these opportunities come to your inbox inbound, that's a really efficient way to do this. So love just signing up and letting people like Allie and I do the work.
Yeah, absolutely.
You also mentioned that you had some idea of what we can expect in the future. Ooh, the crystal ball. So what is it that we can expect from the job market in the future? I mean, I know we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know exactly, because things are changing so frequently. But what are some of your speculations?
The outdoor industry is going to come back, especially with some of the rollbacks that we're seeing with environmental protection and on public lands. You know, advocacy groups are still out there busting their butts, working super hard. People are going to be more excited to travel and explore our public lands and our get outside even more, I think, once all this is over. And that might be a slow rise as places open up a little bit differently and at different times. But, you know, the outdoor industry is resilient. People don't want to stop going outside. If anything, people are trying to get outside even more right now to protect their mental health and to get outside, get some fresh air, not be super cooped up. So I think that, you know, it might take a little bit. Maybe this summer isn't going to be super, super popular for guiding. That might wait until the end of the fall, where we're seeing a lot of that tourism and travel that the outdoor industry is, a lot of it is based off of. That might not spike until a little bit later, but I'm confident that it will come back. And I love this industry. There's so many amazing people in this space. And I think we're all ready to get back out there. And I have no doubt that that will happen sooner than later, hopefully.
Olivia, were there other things that you wanted to mention that you think our listeners should know in terms of, you know, pursuing a job right now?
Be graceful with yourself and your energy, and know that we're all kind of on this crazy productivity roller coaster. So some, you know, when you wake up, you might be wanting to sit on the couch and watch The Office for an hour. But if you get that burst of productivity, use it to do something that's actually going to support and secure your future, instead of, you know, like cleaning the fridge out for the fifth time this month. Go ahead and sit down and actually start to revamp your resume, or get your portfolio together, or get on LinkedIn and do a little bit of networking. So use that time when you are feeling those energy and productivity spikes to do something that's going to secure your future. And then when you aren't feeling productive, that's totally okay too. And use that time to recharge.
I love that. And what I usually do is write down some of those steps that I know would push forward whatever goal I'm trying to reach. And then when I do get those bursts, I can easily see, all right, here's my options, go attack one, and not feel like I have to do that constantly. However, when I do get the energy, yeah, let's knock one of these out. You said maybe knock out some of the activities that will get you closer to your goal or become a better candidate or show yourself as a better candidate. What does that actually look like tactically?
Do some career clarity exercises. Learn more about what outdoor industry resumes, cover letters, portfolios actually should be about and how to make yourself stand out in those different ways. Because a lot of the information out there is very much based on other industries, right? So there's a lot of blog posts and articles and videos about business or tech. And that's great if that's your little sector in the outdoor space. But also, if that's not, you want to make sure that you're targeting exactly what you're looking for and you're going to be able to find it and be a good candidate in that space. And even if you are an amazing candidate, you really want to be able to showcase why you're that great candidate. So having that piece of paper, that resume or portfolio that is showing you off correctly is really, really important.
Yeah, a lot of times that's values and passion based in the outdoor industry. And I know that that's something that's not intuitive if you're coming from outside of it, but showing that you actually like to go do the activities, you have values rooted in conservation, whatever that looks like for you, actually saying that out loud or writing that down in your package.
Exactly. Yeah, that can go a long way. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Olivia. We totally enjoyed talking to you. And these tips have been very helpful. I think our listeners will be psyched to have some professional guidance at this point in time. So thank you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. This was wonderful.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. And stay tuned for next week when we'll have 5 more jobs for you and some valuable advice or insight into the outdoor industry from an industry veteran. And don't forget to sign up for the Basecamp newsletter, which is going to start hitting inboxes next Wednesday. So we look forward to seeing you there.